Desperate farmers are resorting to all sorts of desperate measures to keep their animals alive during this worsening drought in New South Wales and Queensland. One merino producer in New South Wales has come up with a novel idea, though. Indeed, heartwarming, I think. A way of saving little lambs, many of which are being abandoned by their mothers as they struggle to find feed. They're knitting the lambs' woolly vests. The appeal is called Lamb Jumpers Helping Our Farmers, and it's bringing together knitters from across the country to knit vests for lambs and help keep them alive. The project is driven by Marie Knight, a merino producer from Coonabarabran on the New South Wales Central Western Slopes. She joins us from her property, Berrumbuckle, this morning. Marie, welcome to RN Breakfast.
Thank you. Good morning.
Talk about taking, what is it, Coles to Newcastle, knitting woolly jumpers for little woolly sheep. Why do the lambs need these vests?
Well, it's just to keep them warm. They're babies. They can't regulate their own temperature. So by having a vest or a little jumper or a jacket on, they just get a little bit of warmth that, because they don't have mum around in the paddock with them to keep them warm, just helps them a little bit. We're freezing out here. The winds yesterday were just shocking and icy. So it just helps them a little bit. You know, you've got to keep them warm and you've got to keep them fed. And, yeah, a little bit of a jumper helps.
Why does the drought exacerbate this issue of the lambs needing to be keep warm? Because usually we don't need to put jumpers on the lambs. So what's different?
Well, most farmers will always have one or two little potties for whatever reason, but for some reason in the drought, a lot of them are having multiple births, and mum's lucky to be able to look after herself in a lot of conditions. So to look after two others is just a little bit too much for her. So usually the smaller and the weaker one just gets left behind, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. And in some cases, mum's doing it so tough. And we start lambing in about a month here, and we're now going in a situation where anything we know that's having a baby will automatically be getting double what it was getting. And those that we know are having twins, well, they'll get three times just to try and make the ewes healthy enough to look after and raise their babies.
Okay. Well, so where did the idea come for the jumpers?
I've always used them.
Oh, have you?
And last year, again, we were already in drought last year, and we had a ridiculous amount having twins, so I ended up with 25. So my mother's knitting group down in Camden helped out last year. A few weeks ago, lots of pictures with people in similar situations, and I just said, oh, hey, look, I've got some jumpers who'd like them, and it just went wild from there. So the Facebook page got started, and now we have offers from New Zealand of a lady sending boxes of 100 jumpers over for us.
Isn't that great? I understand the CWA is in on this, and they actually had a little stock of jumpers for refugee kids that are now going to the lambs. Is that right?
Yes. So the first week we had, they sent out about 700, and we've got different other groups. So we've now sent over close to 1,000 jumpers, and what I've got here will go out, and we've got some other pickup places, and you know, everything we get is going out, and we're getting lovely stories from farmers from everything to, don't know why I hadn't thought of this before. It works so well, and it's nice to come home to a bit of colour in the paddock. So you're putting a smile on a farmer's face.
And that's, as we all know now, quite important at the moment, isn't it, to put a smile on the farmer's face. This drought is really, people are really finding it tough.
Some of the farmers, they're just overwhelmed with that somebody bothered to knit a little jumper and send it out for their sheep, and it just makes it so much easier to face that next day.
What about you? And you say this is, you know, you've a few years of drought now, you've tried this before. What's it like? How's the drought affecting your property of Berrumbuckle?
It's tough. It's very monotonous work. You're out doing the same thing pretty much all day, every day. Physically, it's hard. You just have to keep up. The lamb jumpers are good for both my husband and I, as it's a change in our monotony. My husband loves to come home and see the pictures we get sent and the stories that I'm telling him. So it's a bit of colour for him as well. And, you know, we've been doing it long enough that we're lucky we have a lot of wonderful support. And we're just trying to pass that forward a bit.
I haven't seen the Facebook page, but this has been coordinated on your Facebook page, and all those images are there. What colours are people knitting? Are they knitting patterns, Fair Isle, or just plain colours?
Oh, everything. Some of them are just stunning. We had one yesterday, black and white, with a little bow tie on the front.
That is adorable.
And we had a shearer here, and he said, oh, can I have that one?
So they're still coming in. You've distributed almost 1,000 already, and you're only 2 weeks in. How long do you think you're going to keep this going for?
Well, lambing comes into series force in the next few weeks. If we can keep this going for another month or so, hopefully we can help quite a few farmers.
How many jumpers do you think you might need then, given, as you say, lambing season hasn't really officially started yet, has it?
I think we could use quite a few thousand, as silly as that sounds. And we're thinking, well, worst case scenario, if we end up with a couple of extras at the end of it, well, I'm sure we could.
All right, we're nearly at the news, but I think if you need a few thousand, we better put the shout out to the listeners if they want to contribute. Where can they find instructions? Because I guess most people haven't knitted a vest for a tiny lamb.
They're very, very basic. So we've got non-knitters learning a lot of stories of, getting grandma to teach me how to knit and knitting with grandma, which is lovely. It's all on Facebook under Lamb Jumpers, helping our farmers. All the patterns or everything are all on the page, and we're happy to talk to anyone.
Fantastic. Marie, great idea. Thank you so much for joining us, and good luck.
Thanks.
Marie Knight, she's a wool grower herself behind this drought appeal. It's called Lamb Jumpers Helping Our Farmers. That's where you go to on the Facebook page, Lamb Jumpers Helping Our Farmers. If you want to join in the knitting or help in some other way, or just put a smile on your dial and have a look at those tiny little lambs jumping around in their jumpers in the paddock, I'm going to go and do that right after the show.